Okay, so I'll get started with the Urban Renewal Agency Budget Committee, which is the same committee. And since we do have a quorum here, we'll get started with that, and we need to elect a chairperson for the Urban Renewal Agency. Yes.
Can we do a roll call first?
Okay, a roll call. Go ahead.
Jackie Kaufman.
Here.
Kim Bush.
Here.
David Robinson.
Here.
Ann Ellis.
Here.
Stu Strom.
Here.
Barry Brewster.
Here.
Stacy Keating.
Here.
Andrew Keating.
Here.
Thank you.
All right, so we need to elect a chairperson. So I'll let you guys throw it out there, and then you can take over the meeting.
And I'm going to Kim Bush.
Oh. I'll second that. All right.
You did such a good job last time.
Oh, no.
You know how to do it.
I really don't, but I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
So no more nominations. Good. They're closed. Let the train go. And all in favor of Kim Bush for the chairperson, say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Any opposed? All right. You got it. Your turn. Now you get to call
okay,
for a
vice chair. Now we are electing a vice chair.
I nominate Barry Brewster.
I'll second that.
All right.
Just
aye. Everybody,
yeah.
Yes, I.
Aye.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I present?
No, we
oh,
do, but
well,
you'll
that's
just
good.
We move us down.
All right. So we're moving on to the presentation of the fiscal year 2024-2025 budget message.
So this is going to be your budget message for the urban renewal. So what you're passing out, this is the packet for. But if you will turn to the back, like four pages, we have the urban renewal budget in the back four pages when you get it here. I'll let everybody get it and then.
Thank you. You said to the back.
Yeah, the back, like four pages.
Scratch by the pretty thick.
There you go.
We love our little town.
Me too.
Right? You said at the beginning. Heard these things used to be horrible and now they're a lot better, so I'm happy.
All right. Has everybody got it? All right. So this is just such a small budget, and it's so we didn't prepare any big slides, shows, anything. So we're just going to go through it fairly simple. On page one, you have all of us in the who's on the budget committee, which is the same as budget committee for the city council or for the city as well. Under the managers, lists all the management staff within the city, and as the urban renewal agency, I guess I would be director under that. Turn to the next page, you see our urban renewal area, which is shaded in green, outlined in red. It's not the whole town, but it does include a lot of town, and mostly within the business areas of town. And that's where we derive our income from, is the tax base within that area. So the urban renewal district was formed in August 25, 2021, so it was real new. As you can see through the message here, we reached out to the county assessor, and it looks like the value this year is going to be right around $420,988 coming into the urban renewal agents or district. And that's calculated based on the county collecting 96% of their tax base, which is kind of like a state average in a way. So, it's 421,440. 429,88 was what was collected last year. Oh, my bad. We also collect SIP payments, which is the strategic investment plan payments. This is an agreement that was entered in with Georgia Pacific, and then it comes through them. And $85,000 will come into the Urban Renewal Agency through that as well. So basically, we have just under or just over $500,000 coming in to the Urban Renewal Agency. As you see, when we go through the budget, we're going to be investing mainly in I&I and towards the public safety building. So those were identified in the Urban Renewal Agency plan. And so if we turn to the next page, you can see the final page, our budget. We have a beginning balance estimated to be about $286,000. And the current taxes that we forecast, given a total budget of $801,000. If you look at contracts and other services, that's lower because now that we have it going and up and going, really the only service we're going to be paying out of there will be for the audit, and it's minimal given the size of this. And then the state reporting that we have to do, council helps us with that. So those are about the expenses, which will be around $5,000. And then we have an extra $5,000 in there if we have any legal fees that happen to come up or something like that. If you look at the I&I, that was identified in our plan, infiltration and what's the other word?
Inflow
and infiltration, sorry. So in our sewer system, and we're going to put about $200,000 towards that through the Urban Renewal Agency. And then if you look to the public improvements, we are starting to build that up in accordance with the five-year plan that was adopted last year by council. And that's going to go towards, we have like sidewalks and those types of things identified. We're starting to build that fund for that. And then you have the transfer to the general fund, the $35,000 that we transfer, that's for administrative fees. That was identified in the plan that happens every year. And then if you look for the public safety remodel, $300,000 there to go over towards helping meet our budget there. So we're going to continue the business loan program. We put $50,000 back in there. And so the budget balances, and that's where we're at. And that is all for the Urban Renewal Agency. And my thought is, because this is so short, we can cuss and discuss this one, ask questions, and kind of get this out of the way, and then maybe take care of the final public comment on the 7th if we needed to. So, Amanda, you have anything to add to it?
Oh, no, that's not it. There's not a whole lot to the It's fairly newly formed. It was formed in 2021, so it's who are new to the committee. And so last fiscal year was the first time it really started collecting a whole lot. You know, the last 2 years were the last time it started collecting tax revenue, because we really just started to see revenues and expenditures coming through.
And if you... on the public safety building, why we're transferring that $300,000, that will finish out phase one. We were about $300,000 short of finishing out phase one. So that's why that will finish out phase one of the public safety building, which is what you see going on now with the siding, windows, roof, and doors that will be, and some seismic upgrades on the inside.
What about the foundation?
There's a portion of the seismic be taken care of in phase one, and then in phase two there will be the rest of the seismic that happens, plus some interior work. So I think this one has some big concrete pillars that will be going in that go from the basement all the way up through the roof in the new entryway that's being built. With that, questions on that budget? It's pretty straightforward.
Question about, I see the map on here, and as far as You mean the business loans and such on there? It is just for the partials that are in green?
Yes.
Okay.
They must be located within the boundaries.
Right. Yes.
The only four businesses.
It's for businesses within the URA or yes, for facade of the businesses, for upgrades to the businesses, to remodeling of the businesses, or it can go if it will in the for the businesses if they're creating housing within that as well.
Really, the only change from last year, if you look at the previous adopted budget, the big change is we have additional funds built up now. So there's over 200,000 allocated for public improvement within the URA.
Correct. And I expect when the URA needs, we might start looking at our downtown sidewalks that was identified and trying to roll out a plan on that, on how we're going to fix some of that.
And that would be issues. When we replant the trees too.
That would probably involve some of that. Yeah. Yep.
Well, in the past, they've used this funding to buy whole buildings and put in parking lots. Is that something that could happen with this money too?
I don't believe parking was identified in the URA. So
it has to be outlined in the plan.
Okay. Yeah. As far as finding whole buildings and stuff.
It could purchase buildings, renovate them to make them business ready and sell them or something along that line, or create like a business incubator or something along that. It does have that capability that was identified. But I don't think it's tearing them down.
I'm just thinking our sister city is planning on doing that.
Yeah, and I don't know what their URA states that they can do. Ours didn't have that. It did say we could purchase old blighted buildings and renovate them and resell them. That was identified.
I don't know if things have changed with, you know, you guys being the new regime and all that. I know since I've been here, it's been said more than once that Toledo doesn't want to be a business. Like, we don't want to own businesses or homes or anything. And maybe that's changed. But
I think it's better to work with people to renovate and not have the city in the business of real estate per se. I don't agree with that, but... I don't think they should be in the business of real estate.
Yeah, that was what I had been told before.
Yeah, there are cities that do it, but I don't
know. We've
been
leaning away from that.
Yeah. The only thing I think the city was looking at is addressing possible, and this would be on the city side. I don't think the URA would apply here, but some workforce housing and looking at doing something there. But
yeah,
that's statewide too.
That's right. Going there.
Late to the dance.
We are. Where do we sit?
Right up there. But you're here.
It's right up there if you want.
Right up there or down here, wherever you like.
Yeah. We can bring those two chairs down here.
You can sit over here. I'm a permer husband.
Oh, gosh. I'll sit on the other side.
There you go.
There you go. I like it cornered.
Threaten you with a good time.
Yes.
We're already on
the
back? We're already
we're,
done?
No.
We just did the URA first.
Let me just note for the record that Tracy and John just...
Tracy and John are here.
So
we already went over the numbers, so I don't know if you want to look at it, but we're good at numbers. And the stamp was up a little before we move on.
We wanted to work backwards. But, well.
Oh, yeah.
I will say I like this format better than the big binders.
Thank you. Yeah, it's still young and not a whole lot going on.
So, do I need to call for a motion?
No. We can't have motion until we have public comment, and that will be on the 7th.
Okay.
So from now, we can just...
This is study time.
You can ask for public comment, and then if there's none, you can close this meeting, and we can go to the next one.
Okay. Does anyone have public comments on the URA? If not, we can close this and move on to the next